5:23 South African time on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Ul Khamis, the 7th of Safar, 1445. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved, respected teacher, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 28, Surah Qasas, the narrative, and verses 55 and 56. Who are the true believers? Almighty Allah highlights their qualities. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ, and when they hear futile speech, futile talk, people are talking about sports, people are talking about making ghibat, backbiting, gossiping, people are speaking of something has got no benefit in this world, in the year after, أَعْرَضُوا أَنْهُ, they turn away from them. They say that this is a futile exercise and we're wasting our time, and time is so valuable for us. That is our capital. Almighty Allah gave us their time so that we use it, not that we abuse it. Time is a container. We can pour zamzam water in it, the holy sacred water, or we can pour alcohol and haram into it, Allah forbid. So they turn away from there, and they told the people who are engaging in this futile activity, people today wasting time on social media, hours and hours, people wasting time in movies and sports and all that, all those haram activities. وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, for us is our actions. We will continue with the righteous deeds, actions and speech, and for you, you continue whatever you want to, because you don't want to listen. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, so peace be upon you. So remember, Islam teaches us, you must teach people. But if people want to remain ignorant, you show them the dalail, the proof, the evidence, and yet they want to continue, you must remember with their argument, based on falsehood and so forth. It's like today, majority of the Muslims and non-Muslims. So Quran Sharif states, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, when the ignorant people want to address you, and they want to continue discussing, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, say salam and carry on. Surah 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, verse 63. You're just wasting your time with them. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, was a genius. He said that when I debated with the scholars, I beat them. And when I debated with the ignorant ones, they beat me. It don't mean they beat me. It means they talk more nonsense than anything else. When we speak about with evidence, they don't even understand the evidence. But they think that they are great, great scholars and so forth. So today, that's what we live in. Salamun alaykum, so peace be upon you. As-salam lil mutaraka. Mutaraka means now finish, the discussion is gone, now we carry on. La nabtaghil jahileen, we are not seeking to entertain and continue with people who are ignorant. If a person is sincere, he has the quest for truth, then he won't behave like that. He will embrace the truth. But people will tell you that no, that person is right. Like a person person in that time of apartheid in South Africa trying to justify it. An easy example. The next verse, remember, there is a sababun nuzul. Sababun nuzul means that an incident takes place and then a verse or verses are revealed. An incident takes place and the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sorry, something, so then you call that sababul wurud, the reason for the Mubarak, blessed announcement, pronouncement of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an uncle, his name was Abu Talib. He defended the master alayhi salatu wasalam. He defended the master alayhi salatu wasalam on various occasions. He defended the master alayhi salatu salam on various occasions, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, O uncle, father's brother, you must recite the kalima, read la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Abu Jahl and the cronies were there. So they said, no, you must not turn away from the religion of of our forefathers. So he, Abu Talib, the uncle, paternal uncle, then read poetry and said, Ikhtartu nar alal ar, I choose the fire over disgrace. Now imagine, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleaded with him, read the kalima, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, I will intercede for you. But then he dies a non-Muslim, and this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif as well, that he is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So see, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle Abu Lahab, about him is mentioned in the noble Quran chapter number 111. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle Abu Talib dispatched to Jahannam according to this verse and according to the hadith there in Bukhari Sharif. Therefore, we must never ever think that our place is, you know, reserved for us in paradise and Jannah. No, we must continue making effort and beseeching, petitioning Almighty Allah and say, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious devout servants. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. So that is why the greatest gift Almighty Allah confers on any person is the wealth of Iman and Islam. We live on it and we pass away with it. So this is the verse that was revealed on that occasion when Abu Talib, the paternal uncle, Checha, Kaka of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to embrace Iman and Islam. Innaka, verily you, ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. La tahdi man ahbabta, you cannot give guidance to whom you love. Walakin Allah yahdi may yasha, but Almighty Allah will guide whomsoever He wishes. So that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He guides whosoever He wishes. And wahuwa a'lamu bil muhtadeen, and He, Almighty Allah alone, knows those people who have received the guidance and those who are on the right path. Now you can raise an objection and say, but in Surah 42, Surah to Shura, the chapter regarding consultation, there Almighty Allah states, wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim, verily you, ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are guiding and you give guidance ila siratin mustaqim, to the people towards the right path. So remember, that is the directives, that is giving them the guidelines and so forth. But to insert the hidayat, the nur, the radiance, the effulgence in the inner recesses of the heart of that person, that only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does. Easy example, I want to go A person comes to me and say, I want to go to Darulum Zakaria from where I am now. So I told him, go right, go left, go straight and so forth. So you give directives and show him the way. One is, very good, come, I am going, you jump in with me or you follow me. So similar example here, Almighty Allah alone gives the guidance and places it in the inner recesses of the heart. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give you the guidelines and the directives. Hence, there is no contradiction. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ Only He, Almighty Allah, knows the people who have received the true guidance. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world with the news, views, interviews, nationally, globally, and internationally. Big problems, remember, in Russia. So they is the boss of the Wagner Group. Now, these Russians have beautiful names, you know. So anyway, I'll try to pronounce it, Mr. Priganov, whatever his name is. So he was flying, there were 10 of them in a plane from Moscow to St. Petersburg, right? So that's the route even I took when we flew. From Moscow, we flew to there, so St. Petersburg, from there, then we flew to Tashkent, then Uzbekistan. So while they were in mid-air, there were 3 crew and 7 passengers. And this character, now he's the guy who tried, you must remember, to bring about the mutiny against, you must remember, Putin. And I told you 100 times, Putin is a harami. He gave him chances. He told him, okay, you go to Belarus and we will then sort things out. So he thought everything is forgotten. Putin doesn't forget in this kind of things. Remember, he will remember it. And now the world's attention is on the BRICS conference. And he knows that he is a heavyweight in the BRICS, you know. They and Russia are the biggest guys there in the BRICS group. So now he blows him out of the sky. One is, they say that pilot error, pilot made a mistake. Second is, they say that no, there was something wrong with the plane. And third one, it was an assassination. And remember, most people feel that is Allah alone knows. But if you look at Russian politics, it won't be something that is, you understand, far-fetched. That is why he was blown out. You must remember this thing. Zimbabwe, our neighbor. Now, Ken, it can only happen in Zimbabwe, this, you see. So yesterday they had elections. And now, so many places, the ballot paper was not available or became available late in the afternoon and so forth. And you must remember, some places, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, the ballot paper got finished. So the opposition, Mr. Nelson, says this is now vote suppression and this is rigging of the votes. But you will see that the government, ZANU PF, will say that they won and that was a free and fair elections. These elections nowadays are a big scam, you must remember. This is an indictment upon us as Muslims and Arabs, you know. So there is one person there in Qatar. He goes and he buys Manchester United, the soccer team, which is haram, totally haram in Islam, for billions and billions of dollars and pounds and what have you, and they're so proud about it. You must remember the Quran Sharif addresses this very issue, chapter 17, verse 27. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ شَيَاطِينَ People who squander their wealth like this, so they are the brothers of Satan and Lucifer. There are millions of Muslim and people suffering in the world. You could have done something like this, but they want self-aggrandizement, self-glory, that we are the owners of Manchester United and this team and this team. So remember that, وَيْلُلْ لِلْعَرَبْ Woe and destruction to the Arabs. You can just see what's happening in Palestine, in Syria, in Libya, in Sudan, all these Arab countries and Muslim countries, what is happening. So we must remember that Almighty Allah guide this Ummah to use our time and our wealth in the appropriate places and not in futile activities. You heard just now, A'radu anhu. When they hear about futile things, they turn away from them. So that's very, very sad for us as Muslims. Nothing to gloat about. Now, the GOP, the grand old party, that is the Republicans. So 8 of them yesterday were debating, you see. And who's going to be the candidate for the 2024 elections? Trump said, you'll waste my time. I'm not even participating. I am the front runner. But there's an Indian lady, and now she plays spaza white. Those of you who don't understand our South African term of spaza white, you know, it means she pretends she's a white lady. Nikki Haley, she's an Indian, proper Indian, but she went America. The Israelis stole her. Americans stole her. We will give you a nice, you understand, new identity, and you must just be pro-Israel. So she was working under Trump. She was the ambassador to the United Nations during Trump's first 2 years, 100% pro-Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Yesterday in the debate, she says, Trump is the most disliked person in American politics. You think Trump is going to forget that? And she stands hardly any chance. If you understand American politics, most likely it will be Trump or somebody else. And on the other side, the insiders are telling us that they will put this guy Biden with his nappies one side, and they will bring Michelle Obama. You see, Obama will be in the background, and then they will say the first female and African, you must remember, female to become president of United States of America. You see how they play the game. So that will be interesting to see next year what's going to go on. Then you see another news from India. So India made history. You must remember they landed right there by the South Pole of the next to the moon and what have you and all that. So now they are ambassador, the Indian ambassador. Listen to the story. The Indian ambassador to the United Nations says, we are so happy, and this has fulfilled the aspirations of 1.4 billion, we must remember, Indians living in India and wherever else. And this is what our Prime Minister said. When we India do something, we always take humanity into consideration. So which humanity, ambassador of India to United Nations, that you are now suppressing and practicing apartheid against the Muslims in India, over 200 million. You are suppressing and oppressing the people, the Christians in India. You are oppressing the Sikhs in India, all the minorities. So which humanity are you really talking about? You see, so that is how they play the media and so forth and so on. Today, Trump is going to surrender, and yesterday, you must remember, Giuliani, his big attorney and so forth, had to pay a bail yesterday, $150,000, and today he will pay, you must remember, $200,000, so they stay, you must remember, out of jail. Now, Modi lands here for the BRICS summit, right? And in Waterkloof. Waterkloof, in the days of apartheid, I had my auntie and uncle living there, you know. And it was next to that flying saucer. So we know this area very well. So anyway, let's go on. So Modi ji refuses to disembark from the plane. So they ask him, Modi, this is time for you to come out. He says, no. Why did the ordinary minister come to meet me? And you must remember, why didn't Cyril come to meet me? But Cyril was busy with Jinping, and they were discussing ping-pong business there. So in the union buildings. So then they had to send, you must remember, number two, and he had to go and go see South Africa. Real circus going on. You know you're getting all these guests. Can't you schedule their flights on different times? So Modi is right on that score. You must remember, it's like an insult to him as far as he's concerned. So now the big thing is going on. Putin is a master tactician. He knows what he's doing. He already announced BRICS next conference will be in Russia. And it will be in the city called Kazan. And the exact dates we will discuss with our partners. And now we will see who can prevent us. So he's really giving a proper injection and a vaccine to America and the West and so forth. They are discussing late last night. The only point of contention is we are going to extend it. But how many countries must we extend it to? So that there was slight debate among the BRICS partners and politicians and so forth. Taliban, they arrested one Shia, Kafir non-Muslim Shia, and he's not a Muslim, these people, and this guy from Iran, journalist, came as a spy, they say Taliban, and I agree with them. So he's named Mohammad Hussein Vilayati, and they arrested him. Now in Sri Lanka, this is a heavy story, you see. You will understand why I say heavy story. So there was a religious some brigade or religious function or what have you, and there were five elephants there, and these Buddhas were going Hati Meresati, you see. So the elephant is my companion and Ganeshi and what have you. So yeah, the elephant started running amok, you understand, one this way, one that way. Now you know how big an elephant is. So the people dash for cover, some even jump in the river or in the stream or what have you. So you must read that story in Sri Lanka and the elephants. In Hawaii, where there was fire and so forth, more than 1,000 still missing. They don't know where they are. So most probably they might be dead, you know. But you will see the Western media, these kind of stories, either they put it on the margin or either they just forget about it. So that is your first world, America being punished, and you know Canada, the fire is still raging out of control. India, there the railway line and the railway bridge collapses, 26 people, laborers dead there. That's our story from India. And then we have in Cape Town, the oldest Quran that has become a big story I see on BBC and other media. So what happened was in 1781 to 1793, you must remember Imam Abdullah. So the son, you must remember, he was Qazi, he was there, his father and family were all great people. Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah. So he wrote the Quran, the first Quran Sharif to be written on South African soil, there at Robben Island. And when the renovations were taking place at Masjid, the Oval Masjid, in Boer Kaap, so that is opposite the old Hilton Hotel, and now you must remember it's a new hotel, a different hotel now. So nevertheless, so there you just walk, it's green in color. So there the ulama of Cape Town, they have kept it, you must remember, in a safe vault, because you know South Africa, they steal everything almost. So that is our old Quran, oldest Quran, and that shows the miracle of the Quran. And remember, Modi made a wonderful suggestion. What is the truth we must speak? What is wrong is wrong. So I see they removed Modi's name as the biggest criminal in the world from Google. Yesterday I looked at it. Is it there? It's not there. But the fact remains, Google carried it for weeks. That Modi was and is that time the biggest criminal in the world, and he will continue being the butcher of Gujarat. So Modi, and yesterday, the other day when he came, I see some people went to meet him and so forth. Anyway, that is their choice. So Modi made a suggestion in the BRICS conference and summit. We need to go back to the traditional medicine. You know, when we were young, our mothers would give us, you understand, this medicine, that medicine, all home remedies, and it would work very effectively. So on that score, we agree, and India will benefit the most. You know how Indian medicine is much cheaper compared to other countries and so forth. Now, how can we finish the news without going to the haramis, the terrorists, the Nazi children? Remember that Israel, Ben Gwe, the donkey, the minister says, you must have detention without trial. Put more and more people into jail, and they must not have a trial and so forth. So the Haaretz carries a newspaper carries this article, Israeli justice system is just whitewashing the occupation. There you have it from the horse's mouth. So today, inshallah, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and Mona Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, we will discuss Umrah. Just Umrah next week, Medina, inshallah, Medina Munawwara, because thousands of people from different parts of the world are going, so we'll discuss that, inshallah.
I've got Sister Ronel, she says that morning AK, when Trump loses in 2024, will he continue to run every 4 years, or will he finally go away? Ronel, Ustad.
My sister Ronel, you're a journalist. The only thing that Trump is worried about is this, that how come he did not have a 2-term? You know, in America, you can have maximum 2-term. So they made sure they got him out because he didn't play according to the rules they made out for him. Otherwise, you must remember, Trump knows that he won the elections and so forth. But you know, America got their own system and so forth. So that is what happens. So he has an ego problem. He's a narcissist. He won't continue because his own party, remember, won't allow it. Even now, I told you just now, 8 people were standing besides him. But he knows that these are all amateurs and novices compared to him. He's a heavyweight. And still, with all his problems and all that, majority of the Republican Party will support him, whether they like him or not. But he has that charisma for the American whiteys, you see. He's not interested in non-whites and all that. He wants to carry the whites. You know what was his slogan that time? America first, you see. So that was America first. So he'll come up with another slogan, and all these court cases and all that, he will just buy his time, come out on bail and so forth and so on. And if he wins the election, everything will be thrown out and so forth. So that is what will happen. But personally, I don't think he will win in 2024. If Michelle Obama comes in, then she will have a very good chance. But Almighty Allah knows where best. You know how American politics work. It's so dirty, and they don't have one man, one woman vote. It works on how, you know, their constituencies work and so forth.
Anonymous Muslim brother says, didn't I tell you Modi will come to South Africa and we can't stop it?
Of course, you must remember, I told you that from the start, but you don't understand Sharia. Almighty Allah told us about the Jutlas. You must remember, on the Sabbath, they're going to do fishing. So you had 3 groups of people, those who were involved in the fishing. So Almighty Allah made them monkeys, physically monkeys. The other group were like you, idiots. They just kept silent. And the third group said, we must try our best to stop them. Ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. So we can say, Ya Allah, we tried our best. So that is what Islam teaches. We all know, and I mentioned it one day, we know they have political immunity and all these things. But do you know, when Modi went to America, they grilled him, the press and the journalists. So they gave him guarantee, we won't allow this here. You must remember this type of things. So brother, don't come with your fairy tales. You see the Quran, what it said. وَإِذَا خَاتَبُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. You fit in that category. Bunch of idiots. You don't understand anything of Islam.
He says, kuffar is a friend of each other, and you can run to court like in COVID times. It won't help
you start. You must remember that. I told you, jahil, ignorant. You must remember that. So you are the people who say you must close the masjid and remove the Quran from the masjid. That is kufr. You go out of the fold of Islam.
Let's go to Bibi Farida from Pakistan. She says, why can't we Pakistani people march for our Mr. Imran Khan? Dua me yaad hai. Bibi Farida, Pakistan se ustad.
Bibi Farida, aap khub janti hai, meri hamshira, ke Pakistan mein kya siyasat hai, aapke yaha corruption aur fasad aur dandi wagaira. Pakistan jis din paida hua, usi din jo hai fauj wale ka jo hai chalta hai, aur siyasi wale to bas ek namuna hai. To ye chakkar hai aapke Pakistan ka. Warna agar dandi na ho, to aap bhi janti hai aur hum bhi jante hai ke wo Imran Khan zarur jeet jayenge, lekin wo hoga hi nahi, kyunki fauj nahi chahte. So if you never understood what we're saying, our sister Farida says that why the Pakistani people don't march, Imran is sitting in jail, and he is being, because why? He told America on their face. They told America told Pakistan, you must vote with us and support Ukraine. So Imran posed the question to them, are we your slaves? Are we your slaves? For a third world country to tell America in an international forum, that is a big insult to them. And they know they could not corrupt him. You must remember that. And all the other politicians, 90% of them, they can corrupt them. And they will become their slaves and so forth. And that is, and you know, the Pakistan army runs the show there. You have to have the backing of the army if you want to be prime minister in Pakistan. Otherwise, they will make sure that they remove you. And that's exactly what happened to Pakistan. So if they have free and fair elections, never mind victory for Imran and his party, it'll be, you must remember, a landslide victory for him in all the provinces of Pakistan.
I am sick and tired, Mufti Saab, of living in Canada. The cost of living is very, very high in Canada. I find the USA will meet my needs. Should I move to the USA? Brother Mustafa from Canada, originally from Pretoria. Ustad.
My brother Mustafa, I visited Canada thrice. I visited America twice. You know, I have family there in Canada. So, when I went there, it was so cold, minus 20, 18 degrees and so forth. That snow was there. And, you know, now I'm wondering how they're going to take this car out from the garage and so forth. Now they have to remove it or get somebody to remove it. And that's not South Africa, you know. You have to pay per hour. And that's the time I wondered, you know, how these people must be missing South Africa. Because here you can just get somebody to do your job at easy, you know, cheap labor and so forth. And there it doesn't work like that. And there if you try to do something funny, they might go report you and so forth. So my brother, my advice to you, rather stay in Canada. You will have more freedom as far as your Islam goes and so on. America, if you want to practice on your Islam and so forth, there will be surveillance and what have you. But that is just my suggestion. You are the person there. Make istikhara. Read now with me. Allahumma khir li wa khtar li. Oh, beloved Allah, that you select the best for me and you choose for me. The hadith in Tirmidhi and then see. But from the start for you to go to America, to go to Canada was a wrong move. And I told you all that 100 times, but now you're realizing. And that also because of the cost factor and so forth. What you think, America is cheap? You know, America's policy is nothing for nothing. The first time I went, I thought I've seen something wrong. They had there on the filling stations, you understand, that free air. So I asked the brother, what they mean by this free air? Uh-huh. He said, no, yeah, you have to pay for every tire you put air in. We just go, yeah, by the filling station, and we say, Gwalisa. That fill up our tank. And then we say, Fagalamoya. Then put the air in free. Nobody will ever think they're going to charge you. So that is our beloved South Africa. In America, for the air, you must pay also. And if they give you free air, that's a bonus from their side. So that's how it works there, capitalism.
I see, Brother Mustafa, I'm regretting moving from South Africa to Canada, now USA. My family's upset to start.
Yeah, I told you, come back. Viva South Africa with all the potholes, my brother. So that is our beloved South Africa. Last question.
What do Palestinians think, Ustad, about Baruch Mizrahi, Ustad?
So you must remember that the Palestinians, after 75 years occupation, have seen who are with them and who are against them and so forth, and who are the sellouts and the traitors. Saudi Arabia, traitors to the Palestinians. Arab regimes, majority of them, I don't say all, but majority of them traitors. You know my stance on Shias and Iran. We say openly the kuffar out of the fold. But when it comes to helping Palestinians with arms and ammunition, what Iran has done, no other country, Muslim country, has done. So I call it Muslim country because you got so many Sunnis there also. So you must remember that. So we, whatever is the truth, we have to speak. So if you want to help the Palestinian cause, you must study it and then teach the people what is happening. And inshallah, victory is near for us. And you know that Israel is imploding slowly. The people, the Jutlas, are fed up of this illegal government of theirs. And if you just read the Haaretz, you'll come to know how many problems there are there. So we make dua, Almighty Allah, decimate and destroy Israel. And the flag of Palestine flies everywhere. So majority of the Arabs and Muslim governments are against Palestine. They will stand rather with Israel. But majority of the Muslim public and masses are with Palestine. And we will say it's a duty for us to liberate Palestine and not become cowards and traitors. May Almighty Allah liberate Palestine and protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.